You're listening to the Dean Blundell Show.
He said, I just put in a huge order.
But it's the biggest in the whole country. Nobody would know
it's
that.
It's not just big. It's huge.
Hey, what happened?
Hi there. Welcome to DeanBlundell.com's Dean Blundell Show podcast. My name is Dean. Brought to you by our friends at Owner's Box, Owner's Box Fantasy Sports. If you haven't started playing weekly fantasy with Owner's Box, you haven't lived. It's changed my life. I'll explain in just a couple of minutes, but go and sign up right now. If you go to DeanBlundell.com, click on the Owner's Box link. That's all you have to do. You go there, there's a whole bunch of Owner's Box links. Click on it. You can sign up for free, or when you deposit money, that's the great news. They'll match up to everything up to, I believe it's $50. Just go to DeanBlundell.com. Play with real money. Play with Owner's Box. Doesn't matter. I'm in. I'm like 100% in. I just sat there and hit refresh literally all weekend long. We've got some NFL football to get to today as well with our guys to talk about that. Before we get to them, again, thank you to all of our sponsors, including Blue Microphones. Blue Microphones, the greatest podcasting broadcasting microphone on the planet. Get the Yeti X. That's what this is. We've also got the Classic right here. This is the blue guy. You get XLR or you can do USB. It doesn't matter if you don't understand what I'm saying. They're really fucking great microphones. In fact, the best. So, Blue Microphones, get one. The official microphone of the DeanBlundell.com podcast network. Ed at Ed's Fine Imports. He's got Gitch. You want Gitch. Buy three pairs, get one free with promo code GITCH3. He'll send them to you. Pandemic be damned. Dude's as clean as it gets. He's got Gitch. Everybody needs it. Luxury. Pouch in the front. Soft in the sides. Boxer briefs, you can't go wrong. Edsfineimports.com. Gitch3 is your promo code. Oh, what a weekend. I need help. Please welcome to the program from Boot Crew Media and Pro Saints Talk, Ross Thibodeau, Justin Apley, Stephen Offner. Gentlemen, great to see you guys. Thanks for coming.
Hey,
round of applause. What's up, bud?
How was the weekend? Hey, how was the weekend? I follow you guys, obviously, and you guys have a podcast, which you're kind enough to share with us from bootcrewmedia.com, called the Sportsman's Paradise Podcast. And I know you had a fishing derby, which you call a rodeo, and it looked like it was one of those things when you're watching it on social media, you're like, I need to be there somehow. It actually looked like a shitload of fun, and I hate fishing. How was it?
It was great. It was a hell of a time. You know, this time of year, you're kind of flipping a coin on weather. It ended up just being absolutely beautiful. Other than, you know, Justin and I having to wake up just well before the ass crack of dawn to get everything going. It was really a successful day.
Explain the fishing derby. So or the fishing rodeo. Like you guys, and this is what I love about the guys at Boot Crew. They actually do the content and do the work like we do here. It's awesome. I mean, hopefully it ends soon, but it is awesome. So explain the fishing derby or the Sportsman's Paradise Fishing Rodeo and who was involved and your sponsors, because you got to get those guys on here too.
Go ahead, Justin. I'm going to let you run with that.
You want me to have this one? All right. Run. So Kent McGuire and Chase Carpenter are the two hosts of Sportsman's Paradise podcast. And, you know, they built on the ground up just like how we did. And they decided that they wanted to host their first fishing rodeo. So basically, sign up teams. We decided that the three biggest redfish from 16 inches to 27 inches, and then total weight is how you get placed. So first, second, third. First place won $1,000 and some three pairs.
Yep. What's redfish?
Sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead. First place. I'll get to that in a second. I'll get you. Keep going. I fucked that whole thing up. Go ahead.
Okay. I was like,
first place got $1,000.
First place got $1,000 in cash. They got a free pair of boots, and they got this awesome championship, WWE style championship belt. Second place got a huge prize pack from Twisted Tea. So Twisted Tea guitars, coolers.
Twisted Tea shirts, is the hard. Koozies,
it's whatever it's, you have, whatever.
Twisted Tea is the hard iced tea, hard alcohol iced tea. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I think it's got 5% alcohol, so it's pretty. We actually shotgunned to start the shotgun. We shotgunned five twisted teas at 4:30 in the morning. So that was a great way to wake up. Who doesn't love doing that?
Let me tell you this one. Twisted tea makes a half and half. It's half iced tea, half lemonade. God. I mean, might as well, these things might as well just be water. That I mean, they go down like water.
Are you serious? So what do you mean half? Is it like the Arnold Palmer half and half? Is it the same thing?
Yeah.
But Arnold doesn't put alcohol in his. Like the good people at Twisted Tea, like they put booze in theirs.
Well, they actually call that they call it a John Daly with booze in it because he's just a notorious alcoholic. Yeah. That's what
poor John.
So then, so then third place got a truly giveaway. And then also, we did a bunch of raffle tickets.
Whoa, back up
to third place.
Yeah,
here.
Dude.
Back up.
Who came in third place? Nap.
Stephen Offner came in third place. That's still under review, actually. So technically, we got some false reporting in. It's still under review. So I'm not giving him third place.
Why can't there was you? An anonymous. Why can't you just say Stephen Offner is an excellent fisherman who came in fucking third place?
We got an anonymous tip that Stephen Offner snuck a fairly large redfish in his trousers before the tournament started, and this is yet to be substantiated. I'm not going to go dig in his pants before the tournament, so we kind of have to take the guy at his word. Mm-hmm. But sounds like there may have been foul play involved.
It was a 22 incher. Take that how you will.
Congratulations, buddy.
Congratulations. Stephen Offner and his team came in third.
Yeah, and you caught, and it was a 22 inch redfish. Is that correct? Is that what
it was? A 22 inch. It was our three total redfish. So we had a 22, and I think we had a 18 and a 19, or 18 and a 20. I think it was.
How many guys are on a team? How many guys are on a fishing team?
Three to four.
How many fishing teams did you have,
Justin?
30.
Holy shit! That's a big fucking derby, dude.
Yeah. It was fun, man. It was a lot more people than what I thought it was going to be. That's for sure.
So now everyone's got their own boat. I'm assuming there's a bunch of boats involved, or is it off the shore? Yeah. What's the deal? I don't know.
You gotta go on a boat.
I don't know. I've never done a fishing.
Go ahead, Steven.
No, so yeah, every team had a boat. It was three to four man on the boat. They also had did the kayaks show up? Because I didn't see the kayaks in the wind.
Yeah, two kayaks.
Bananas.
Two kayaks.
Did they go out? Yeah. Oh my God, those dudes are insane.
Are you talking about the little fishing kayaks that look like they're a lot of fun? Yeah, they look cool. I don't like fishing, but they look like that's like you saying, fuck the family. I'm going out with like a half sack of beer and I'm going to keep this simple tonight. I'm just fishing. That's what that says to me. Am I wrong?
Pretty much. Actually, one of my friends that came with us, he's a big kayak fisherman too. He goes just about every week, he'll take it out somewhere. But so it's three to four man teams, and it was three to four men on each boat. And it's a free for all. Just got to be back in at a certain time. You can go wherever your boat can make it, you can make it back.
Is there a time limit?
It's a lot of fun.
Is there a time limit?
It was six to one o'clock.
I think my favorite part of the entire day was you had to be in by one. If you weren't in by one, then we could deduct weight from your overall total. Stephen Offner shows back up at 12:59.
Seems like a dick thing to do, by the way. Seems like a dick thing to do.
It's the rules.
I don't think we would have actually enforced it, but to our own humor, we told Steven if he didn't hurry and run, we were going to deduct some weight. So he jumps off the boat basically as it's moving and sprints to the very front to make sure we knew that he was there in time. Sure. He's soaking wet. He just soaked.
Smelled like shit.
Yeah.
I actually have pictures that I will be posting today of Steven Offer giving the thumbs up as he's running. He's sprinting and somehow giving us thumbs up just to make the weight. So it was a good picture for sure.
We came running back into the marina, and I was standing on the front of the boat screaming at the top of my I have three fish just over and over again until we got back.
Can I ask you something? Were you allowed to keep, because you work for the company, were you allowed to keep any of the prizes or the prize money
gifts?
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, you see, this is the thing. I work for the company, and they still made me pay for one boat to get in. It still made me pay for a boat to get in.
Why? But, why would you hold
climb
it?
Out.
Why God, would you do that? Ridiculous. Why would you do that? It's his company, your company. He works with you. It seems like a nicety that an employer like Ross Thibodeau, who I saw a really beautiful picture of your family the other way. Beautiful family. You don't want to upset your family by upsetting your friends. Ross.
Well, we did. I mean, what he's failing to mention, we did give him a free boat. I wasn't going to let Offner fill the entire tournament with him and his buddies here without. I mean, what do you want? I mean, you give a guy an inch, he tries to take a mile.
Yeah, but that's unbelievable. Listen, I get it. I wouldn't be able to charge my own employees to take part in company events, but
we didn't.
Good for you. I mean, that's no, just another I'm stream joking. Of revenue for people, right? No, I'm joking. well, congratulations. That's fucking awesome. That's a great event. I was watching you guys partake in the fishing rodeo, and after you taught me about bow fishing, and then actually I'm pretty sure you guys tweeted me a video of you guys bow fishing, which looked fucking gnarly. It looked like a trailer for Assassin's Creed.
Yeah, it's stuff so fun. It's serious. It's fun. It's so fun.
I wanted to do it. I got a couple more questions about the fishing, though, if that's okay. Was it just rods?
Yeah, go ahead.
Did you guys use worms? Were you allowed to use dynamite? Like, what is it? Were there rules?
Did actually, you use worms? I actually used a 6-foot spear. just jammed them.
No, tried.
No, it was got three at a time. No, it was rod and reel, live bait, artificial bait, whatever you really wanted to use. There was no rules on that. But I mean, we were using our boat was going back and forth. We get them a little riled up with the live shrimp, that you hook on, and then when they start hitting them, then you can toss some artificial out there, and they'll start hitting those too to save some of the live bait. Mm-hmm. But I mean, they were hitting on we found a little hole where we were just hitting on whatever we were throwing in the water. The first cast that I had, I popped the cork once and 2 seconds later it was down and I was pulling in fish. And then 3 minutes later, my cousin got one and another guy got one. And then we just started nailing them back to back to back for about an hour. It was fantastic. It's just a good feeling just to get a little fish on the end of your line. After, especially when you're a shit fisherman like me. When you're really not good, man, you have a nice day.
It's dude, I'm telling I don't know what it is. I don't fish either, but the times that I have done it and you throw that fucker in the water and you're sitting there or you're trolling or whatever, however you're fishing from the shore, baby, fishing from the shore. But when something hits your line and you watch it bend and then you yank and you know you got something and you can't see what the fuck's going on, that's exciting. Like that, is, that right? To me is the exciting part of fishing, right? So good for you guys. Yeah. I'm glad it went well.
I mean, it turned into a nice day too, but I mean, shit, the morning was sketchy.
Windy?
I mean, oh, was it? And then, so I actually rented a camp on the other side of Lake Catherine, which is, it's on the other side of the lake right by the marina where we went out.
Did you make Justin and Ross pay you to stay there?
I didn't even invite him.
Okay, good. Good.
Told him asses to stay home. But no. But so when we got up in the morning, I mean, I think we left the camp at about 4:45, 5 o'clock in the morning to go over to the marina. And I mean, it was still pitch black, so we had the lights on, but I mean, you couldn't see anything, and there were white caps in the lake. So we were going about maybe 5-10 miles an hour all the way across the lake, just with flashlights, holding them up, looking to make sure we weren't about to run into anything. It was a little sketchy in the morning. I'm not going to lie. A little worried when we first started off.
Any cheaters? You guys, do you catch any cheaters? Because I hear that I've seen on television where, and I've actually heard guys that do these fishing derbies and like shove a whole bunch of like ice or rocks inside the fish.
Rocks.
Is it rocks? Okay.
Yeah, rocks.
Okay.
It's rocks. It's but it, rocks. It depends on what the weigh-in is. If the weigh-in's fairly quick, yeah, they'll put ice in it because the ice will melt away after a little while. So when they go to check it,
right,
they won't be able to find anything. But yeah, no, actually, it was funny because the guy that came with me and my cousin, when they weighed in a team before us. And the team that won blew us out of the water. They had like 20 pounds and 3 fish. But when they weighed those, that's the guy looked over and was like, start shoving ice in that fish's mouth right now. Like, do it.
I just think it's really funny that somehow we found a way to cheat at like the most relaxing thing in the world.
Yep.
Hey, competition, baby.
If you ain't cheating, you ain't yeah. trying.
Steven Offner, Justin Napoli, Ross Thibodeau from Boot Crew Media, and of course, Pro Saints Talk. I want to get into some NFL stuff because we've got Josh Allen vs. Patrick Mahomes tonight, and I've got three guys in my owner's box draft that play for the Kansas City Chiefs. I'm also not too far away from Buffalo, and I'm a lifelong Bills fan. Does Mahomes versus Allen interest anyone else in this group as much as it interests me tonight?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. God, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm going to watch the shit out of that.
I think the line's inflated, too, Dean. I think
what is the line?
Five and a half? I was surprised.
Five and a half for
minus five and a half Kansas City. I actually took the Bills plus five and a half tonight. I think I don't know. I think Oakland might have exposed a little bit of how to kind of beat Kansas City. I don't think I think it's going to be a shootout, but five and a half is a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a 3-point game either way. I like the Bills, and they got an extra day of rest, and who knows with this whole COVID situation, but I like the Bills tonight.
Ross?
No.
I'm right there with him. I think five and a half is too many. I think the Bills are Bills are also just super tough at home.
Sorry, outright or against the spread, Justin? You like the Bills tonight? Wow.
I think the Bills win tonight.
Okay. Ross, sorry to interrupt. Go ahead.
I get it.
I won't go as far as Justin to claim the outright, but I do like the Bills and the points. I mean the Chiefs just don't get blown out. I still think they find a way to pull it out, but I look for something kind of high scoring, and I'd probably take the Chiefs in a 33-30 type game.
Offner, yeah. Talk to me. What do you think?
Chiefs by 17.
You guys don't agree on fucking anything ever in that place. It's unbelievable to me. Chiefs by
Chiefs
really?
Are going to blow them out of the water.
You know, and as
what
much
are
as
you
I love
talking about?
No,
he
dude,
just says shit. Like, just...
No, listen, I think we saw Josh Allen last week. And I bet you a little fear of failure creeps into Josh Allen's psyche this week. That's what I'm counting on anyway for my fantasy pool. I don't think Josh Allen's been like, you know, to get off to the start that he had in the law of averages, in the law of ratios when it comes to betting in sports fantasy, when it comes to the where both of those guys were last week coming off a loss, I can't imagine a world where Andy Reid, Patrick Mahomes, and the rest of the Kansas City Chiefs, thank you, Steven Offner, are going to not address what the fuck happened last week and not feed the Bills this week as a little old fuck you reassertion play. That's how I feel, because I don't – like, you know Kansas City has an identity. I still don't think the Bills do, Mr. Offner. I'm with you, baby.
Yeah, I mean, I mean, you look at the team, and it is the Chiefs, defending Super Bowl champs. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure when's the last time they lost two in a row, but I know that, you know, Justin's saying that the Chiefs will still win, but just take the Bills. But I mean, Eric Bieniemy and Andy Reid, after the way that this offense has really cooled down over the last 2 weeks, I think they come out fucking firing. I think they're going to blow them out. Now I know that the Bills are tough at home, but this isn't the same, you know, Bills at home type of situation. You know, the mafia is not going to be there in full force. So I just think I that offense, man, it's iffy. I think the Chiefs blow them out.
You think Le'Veon Bell makes a difference? Is he even playing this week?
I don't even know.
No. He's not playing. He can't play.
No.
Which one of you guys has a boner for Le'Veon Bell? One of you two. One of you three does. Okay. Yeah, it's Nap. He does. Yeah. Sorry. Just had to make sure it was you.
I do. Yeah. I do. It's me. Yeah.
What, as in
who
what?
Doesn't love three down backs that catch it out of the backfield?
Mm-hmm.
What has he done since he left the Steelers? What?
Nothing.
Yeah. Zero. Collected $28 million.
Yeah.
Okay. Other than steal some money. Shit.
Yeah. I didn't ask if he was rich. I asked if he was going to play and or make a difference this weekend. And and everybody but you, because you're, like I said, just trying to identify whether or not Le'Veon Bell was going to be significant to do anything. Because I don't even know if he's still a good running back in the NFL. I don't think anybody does. Do we?
System running back. Check it out. He's also, what, now 3 years removed from that? How often do running backs last in the NFL?
2.7 years. 2.7 years on average.
You know, I'm glad y'all mentioned that because I probably am somewhere in the middle on the Le'Veon Bell thing, but as we're asking what he's done since he left Pittsburgh, I mean, Barry Sanders wouldn't have gotten any yards behind on this Jets. This Jets team is maybe the worst team in my lifetime. Maybe. I mean, definitely in that, definitely in the top two or three, this current Jets team is that bad. Detroit and.
Yeah, let me ask you. Let's put that up there. Wait. You guys watch a lot of fucking football, right? And we've seen the embarrassment of the Browns up until this last year for probably the last, you know, almost decade. And then before that, the Lions, perpetually the Lions. Of these teams that have looked this embarrassing, that haven't been, like, the watching a Jets game is like watching the butt fumble over and over again to me. That's honest to God. That's how I felt watching a Jets game. So, worst team that you've seen, is it the Lions from 15 years ago or 10 years ago? Like, give me the worst. Are the Jets right there as the worst NFL team you've ever watched play fucking football?
I want to revert back for a second back to this thing. Frank Gore put up almost 50 yards yesterday. You can't tell me Le'Veon can't get 75 to 95 in the game.
Frank Gore's a fucking Highlander, Steven. Frank Gore is.
I understand that, but
he's like the Ryan Fitzpatrick of running backs. Exactly. You can't. He's not. You know, he's an anomaly. I don't think you can identify with the two.
But I still feel like if Frank Gore is putting up 50 and what he had two catches for, I think, 20 something yards yesterday, Le'Veon Bell, who stole $28 million, should be able to put up a little bit more behind that offensive line. Just saying.
Back to Dean's question. I think the Jets, I don't have them as the worst team of my lifetime yet. I'm going to go with the 2017 Cleveland Browns that was just absolute mockery of a football team, because the Lions, even though they were horrific, still had Calvin Johnson. So it was like, who knows, something like really cool may happen. The Browns had nothing.
2017, is that Tyrod Taylor, Brandon Whedon?
No, that's after them, I think. This was Deshaun Kaiser,
Kevin Hogan. Yeah.
I believe Isaiah Crowell was toting that rock. Oh. I mean, just a really, really bad. I don't remember who the coach was.
I had Crowell on my fantasy team. He didn't do too bad.
I don't remember where we were in the coaching carousel there. But just
bald, fat white guy. That's what
Hugh Jackson. The head coach.
There you go. Wow. There's a reason Hugh's no longer a head coach in the NFL. I think that was the worst team that I can recall. They were just atrocious.
Actually, Ross, they had – I'll give you $100 right now if you tell me who their only Pro Bowler was.
That year?
Joe Thomas?
No. Yeah, I would say Joe Thomas. By the way, Joe Thomas looks like a male porn star now. I never thought I'd see that. He looks terrific.
That's tough. I'm trying to remember who their punter might have been. No. Probably that team did a lot of punting.
Give me a position. Give me a position.
Linebacker.
Oh shit! I'll never guess that.
Not Myles Garrett.
I've never heard of him.
Oh well, then forget it.
Yeah.
Well, was that the year?
Keep your 100.
Was that the year everybody went to the Pro Bowl? Like when everybody was bagging off, going fuck the Pro Bowl. Remember that? Everybody's like, I'm not going to the Pro Bowl. Pro Bowl is for losers.
They do that every year now.
His name is Joe Schobert.
There you go. Jumping Joe
University of Wisconsin.
For him.
Jumping Joe.
There you go.
I wonder if Joe ever thought he was going to be a trivia question. Who is the only Pro Bowler on the dog shit 2017 Cleveland Browns? Jumping Joe.
Can we get Jumping Joe on the show?
Yeah, we can. You know what? I'm working on
the Jaguars.
Just a quick aside. I'm working on a very special gift for one of you.
It's gotta be me. I mean, no way, it's Easter. Nope, Ask Glenn. Nope. What are you getting me?
No, I'm not saying, but I am going
to. Are you making the announcement now?
No, I'm just planting the seed. That's what we do. We plant seeds, right? So
what the hell are y'all talking about?
Oh, Steven.
None of us know.
Steven, I am going to make one of your dreams come true. In the next, I would say, before Christmas, hoping.
I don't like this.
No, no, you like it. It's
I don't like it.
You're gonna like
look
it.
Look at the panic in his eyes.
Steven, you actually might like it more than most. Like, it might be one of those things that happens in your life where you're like, did that just happen? Did
this gotta be something edible then?
Did that present?
Sorry, I had to.
You know what?
There
might be nothing better than a guy that can laugh at himself. It's the best. God, but no, seriously, Steven, it's going to be, I have a gift that I'm going to, I want to give to you guys. And I can't tell all of you, but I'll tell some of you ahead of time or I won't, but I will do it, endeavor to do it before Christmas.
You've sprinkled so much bullshit into this surprise now.
I've already told you what it is, Ross. I've already told you what it is.
So what the fuck are y'all doing to me? Because clearly if Ross knows, then Justin knows. So it's going to be on me. I don't like this anymore.
I don't know that I know.
Do you have your phone?
Uh-oh.
Do you have your phone? We can do this right now on the phone.
Ross, you know.
Grab your phone.
You know. You called me and told me. I was at basketball practice.
Oh, that thing.
Oh.
You called me. Yeah, you called
Jesus.
Me.
I was like,
oh, I do know. I do know. I do know.
Offner.
I don't like it. Yes, sir.
Offner, all I have to say
yes,
is
sir.
All I have to say is all I have to say is, and I hope you listen to me carefully. I hope you're circumcised.
Yeah.
I hope you're circumcised. That's all.
I mean, I am. I don't know how that applies, but okay.
Well, when you have the surprise. When we, because I'm not lying.
I'm actually not sure how that applies either.
Doesn't have to.
Oh God.
Doesn't have
not
to
necessarily.
Apply.
I'm clipped, babe. I'm clipped.
Maybe it's a red herring. Maybe it's a red herring I'm throwing. But yes, there is a surprise that is coming. I'm just letting you know. Speaking of surprises,
it's an exciting one.
Shocked this weekend. Juice didn't give us his picks. I was almost, because there are people up here that are starting to count on your picks for like ancillary income. I just want you to know,
Dean. I should have announced to you. I was taking a weekend off because I was dealing with the fishing rodeo. But I did take some bets yesterday just to do it. I took the Falcons. I'm sorry, I didn't take the Falcons. I took the Vikings, the Titans, and the under in the 49ers game. I actually went 2 for 3 again. The Vikings suck.
Nice.
The Vikings
Kirk Cousins,
suck.
Did you see Adam Tolleen? Did you
suck.
See Adam Tolleen go up to Kirk Cousins and go, "What the fuck
again?
Are you doing?" Yes.
Can we play that? Is there a way we can get that clip?
No, I'll get it for you the next time we meet up. But yeah, we can. It's just I don't want to. But it was like
he sucks.
Yeah.
Kirk Cousins sucks.
He can. Who would you rather have right now, Ryan Fitzpatrick as your quarterback or Kirk Cousins?
Fitzpatrick.
Okay. Question again. Question number two. Did Ryan Fitzpatrick go to Harvard? Yes or no?
Yes.
Yes.
Question number three. When do you think people will shut the fuck up about Ryan Fitzpatrick being a Harvard grad?
Never.
Until there's another one in the league.
It's like a gimme. It's like every single announcer that had anything to do with Ryan Fitzpatrick yesterday was like, I got a fucking nugget on this guy big time.
You're never gonna believe this.
Yeah.
You know where Fitzpatrick went to college?
Yeah, do you know he graduated from Harvard? Did you know that?
It's fucking nerd.
Did you know all the best fullbacks come from Harvard? Anyway, so okay, you went 2 and 3, which is good. Did you guys watch the Dodger game yesterday? They punched their ticket in one of the fucking best playoff games I've ever seen.
Like, fuck the Braves.
What? One of the best playoffs? What the fuck kind of baseball are you watching?
Mookie Betts.
One good play, a couple home runs.
No.
Best playoff game ever?
Yep.
What are you talking about?
It might have been one of the best series I've ever seen, too. And I'm not shitting you just because of the high drama of the Dodgers being the Braves of 1990, but only in the year 2000. The Dodgers are it's like they look at each other and go, are you me from like 30 years ago? Because we can't put it together. So, you know, watching them put it together, I love watching Mookie Betts. He was a fucking highlight reel. And I hate the Dodgers because, you know, they spend, and it's the fucking Dodgers and their fans. Every year, and it drives me crazy. They're blessed to be in the playoffs every single year, and they get like, you know, there's no one in the stands this year, really. Or there's a few the other day, but you know, but people didn't even go to fucking like NLDS games. Like it was like, yeah, we'll wait till the World Series. So, but I just loved the anxiety associated with some of the storylines in there, like Mookie signing his deal, coming back. I'm thinking yesterday, does David Price get a ring because he, you know, he mooched out of the season, and you know, they're a fucking pretty good story. And then you add on top of that the Astros flamed out in their last game against Tampa Bay, and that would have been a fucking great World Series, by the way, the Astros, yeah, and the Dodgers.
Yeah.
Is that a bit of a miss for people? Do you wish it was the Dodgers just for fucking fun?
I just wanted to see, with all the Astros bullshit that has been happening in the past couple of years, just to get a Dodgers-Astros rematch would have been everything for me. But I know the Rays are actually a really good baseball team. They got pitching, defense. They got speed. They have everything. They're very underrated. I really think they're going to get the Dodgers. I almost think the Rays are going to win the World Series. They got a bullpen that can shut you down. They got starters. Who knows with Kershaw? Obviously, Dustin May is kind of – he looks a little bit in over his head a little bit. They have Walker Buehler, but I think the Rays really match up very well with the Dodgers. But I have the Dodgers. I've had this bet now for over a year. I got the Dodgers 250 to win $1,750 if they win the World Series. So I'm a little conflicted right now.
You going to hedge that thing?
I want to. I talked about it with my buddy today. I don't know if I am.
Ride it out.
I think the smart play, exactly. The smart play, do I guarantee myself $900? Because the Rays are plus 160 to win the World Series or something like that to win the series. I want the Dodgers to get up 1-0, then take the Rays on the live series price.
Most dangerous game.
I know. Now, if the Dodgers go down 0-1, then I'm really screwed. So I don't know what to do. Dean, any suggestions?
I don't. You know what? I can't. It's funny because I don't think that I am in, and I'll just be fucking 100% honest, I'm not in the same league as you guys when it comes to the understanding that you're going to put into hedging or teasing bets or, you know, like I'm an overs unders guy, and I, like you, love a really shitty offensive line. And when someone says to me, you know, who are you going to take, or what are you going to bet, or where are you going to place your money, I always wait to see what other smarter people do, like you guys. So I want to see the Dodgers win because I'm sick of watching them lose. You know,
I know they lose so much.
That's you know, they put so much into the fucking process, and I just want to fucking get it over with. It was like the Lakers this year, just fucking get it over with so that we can move on to you know, a different narrative or a different story. I watched Tampa clean Toronto's clock, and I watched every single one of those Dodgers Braves game, and I can't see a world in which they can match up with the Tampa Bay Rays defensively. I think that once they get into a situation where you're playing games 7 days in a row, right? I mean, if needed, you're playing every day for seven fucking days. That favors a group and a team like Tampa Bay that has guys that they can, and they know, I mean, for everybody, it's all hands on deck. So you're going to come with Snell and Morton, and you have a fireballer at the back end who throws 100 miles an hour. Margot defensively is all world. This Arozarena kid, I don't know if you've been watching him play baseball. I think he just tied Derek Jeter for the most postseason hits by a rookie. He's got seven home runs this year. And I love when stories of like that come out, because to be a championship team, you got to be really, really good at what you do. But you also have to have a couple fucking great stories, and he's been a great story. story. So
I
like the race.
Dean, I don't mean to cut you off. One little tidbit is that they're going back to the 2-3-2 format. So they're going to play two games, get a day off, three games, get a day off, games if necessary. They are. So for the World Series, they will have two off days, which will obviously benefit Los Angeles because I think they'll get to throw Walker Buehler three times now instead of two. So interesting little change there.
Anybody want to talk about how tight the fucking pants are on a couple of their pitchers too? Not good for procreation, bad for sperm count.
Generates torque towards the plate. Fires that back leg through. That's basically all it is.
Walker Buehler and Dustin May. I've never in my life seen pants tighter or shorter. It's almost like they ran out of pants and they're like, fuck, just throw these on and get out there like they did in Little League. You know what I mean?
So Dean, you've been doing this for over 30, 40 years, whatever it may be.
20, dude, but relax.
Walker, 20 years, 80. Even better. There you go. What were your thoughts about the reporter asking about Walker Buehler's pants, like literally right after he just lost?
Did
you think it was too much?
No, loved it.
You loved it.
Yeah, I love it because I love conflict, right? Like that's something you have to know about me is that if there's conflict and we can drive clicks from it, I love it. I love the fact because we're going to talk about this. And I remember he just lost. He actually pitched really well. It was game six, if I'm not mistaken. Was it game five or game six? It's game six. And a female reporter came up to him. It doesn't even matter. She's a female reporter. What was it? Was it game? Which game?
I thought it was game one of the ALCS.
Was it? But someone asked, was it after game one? My bad. Maybe it was after game one.
After game one.
Either way, that's a story. Like, who the fuck wears pants that tight?
I love it.
Unless you're going out. Like, Steven, we need to get you a pair of those pants for when you get the December surprise.
You don't want to see that. No. It's not a good look. I mean, I'm not going to say in shape. I was still a circle back then.
Yeah.
But like playing baseball back in high school, I looked terrible in a uniform. It's not my best look.
I wonder that.
I'll do it. Fuck it. Whatever.
No, I listen. I love the idea that that was part of the World Series. I really do. But the tight pants actually was like, that needs some explaining, you know, because it's not like a difference between the long pants and the knee highs. Like I only thought there were two kinds of pants, and that's a statement to be in the Major League Baseball is to go in there in fucking Lululemons and try and save a game. Like that's a statement.
So do you think Walker Buehler should have answered the question then?
Well, I don't really care if Walker Buehler answers the question, but when someone goes out there in game. Yeah, whatever game it is, in a championship series in front of 30 million people in pants no one's ever seen before in Major League Baseball. Are we supposed to just pretend that didn't happen?
Dean's got a point, and I'm trying to think like what are the requirements for uniform? Like, how much can you alter or tailor? Like, if I just wanted to cut the sleeves off, right? Kind of warm out there today. If I just wanted to roll out there from the bullpen, no sleeves. Like, how much tailoring actually do?
That's a great
question.
The
Reds have sleeveless uniforms. The Reds have. You don't remember Yasiel Puig?
No, but I mean, like hijacking the fucking uniform.
Yeah.
Like where you open a Pittsburgh Pirates jersey and you just play with it open. That kind of stuff, right, Ross?
Yeah, you've got me thinking now. Like, what kind of liberties can you take? Like, what if I just wanted to cut them like knee high, like above the knee, and wear them as like tight capris,
right?
Like those shorts that like girls wear.
This isn't Rick Vaughn. You can't just cut your sleeves off.
Well, dude, those guys were wearing pants that were so fucking tight it was distracting to me. Like I was watching Dustin May pitch yesterday. And I'm like, I could tell if this guy had testicular cancer through the uniform. Like, I saw everything yesterday. There was nothing left to the imagination. And I'm like, and then of course, when no one asks, when someone asks Buehler about his tight pants, which were tighter, by the way. It wasn't like it was, they were the tightest fucking, and no cup. There was no cup. I could see helmet and everything. Dude was an absolute Judeo-Christian. And I'm watching this thing, and it's down the side, and I'm like, there's only one reason he's doing that. He's doing that because he's trying to tell the world he's got action down there. And the same thing, I didn't see anything from Dustin, but the same thing. And when it's that distracting, yes, of course, it's a fucking story. And I agree with Ross. That's got to be checked through the system. You can't just go out there with fucking pants like that.
I didn't even notice it yesterday. Like, I did not notice any tight pants. I was just watching the game.
Are you serious? So
eyes up here.
You're tight as
eyes are up dead ass serious.
They're the tightest fucking pants I've seen since Bueller. Like that honest to God. And I couldn't believe that there was another guy on the team that dressed like that. That was the crazy part. I'm like, wait a second, there's two guys dressing like this now in fucking Major League Baseball? That's crazy.
Fucking pants so tight when they fart, you see a bubble go all the way down to the bottom of the pant leg.
Oh, it's like when you put like old chili in the microwave with Saran wrap on top and it kind of blows up like this. And poof.
What is going on?
I don't know.
Did a little bit of that
what
this
do
weekend.
We do?
I was just coming up with it.
Yeah, no. Ross, what came out of your ass this Saturday morning was unbelievable, dude. It was unbelievable.
You wake a guy up at 1:30 in the morning to start preparing for a fishing tournament. You've got to have the expectation that there's going to be some bad things happen.
Did you have some wind, did you, Ross?
It was bad.
It was windy. It was
some gas. You're gaseous.
Yeah.
Did you have like outhouses or like Johnny on the spots there for people to go to the washroom? Because you get a bunch of like you get four teams, 30. You get 150 guys.
A lot of people,
guys and girls. The day after they're drinking, and then it's a weekend. Yeah. And it probably didn't. You know.
I'm glad you mentioned that, Dean, because we did get a porta potty, right? And it was a brand new porta potty. It was smelling nice and everything.
Right.
And Ross decided at 3 a.m. that he was going to use that porta potty in order to take a shit because, you know, I thought like maybe you could save it so that we didn't have
you
to.
Don't,
deal with
you don't
this
have
all day.
To tell us what he yeah. did in the porta, John. I get it. I know he's going to do one of the two things.
Look, there's more room out than in. That's what I always say. All right, get it out.
I was upset.
Yeah.
I was very upset. Out.
So what was he doing? He goes in there at 3 a.m.?
Just drops a bomb. Just so everybody could just the whole – I mean,
Justin,
the rest of the day.
Justin was treating this thing like it was Windsor Castle or something. It's a crapper. Like what do you go in there and you do what you got to do, man. It's not – It's, they've got the blue liquid at the bottom. Like it's a crapper. Who cares whether
not
it's a 3 or a 5? I have to ask you,
you had no fear because I can't do that. I can't do Porta Johns. It's not in me.
That's another thing, Dean. That's disgusting. I completely agree.
Yeah.
Completely agree.
The tough part was, I mean, it's 3 a.m. and we're the only people out there. It was a fresh one, but I couldn't see anything at all.
Right.
I mean, kind of feeling my way around. It's pretty disgusting, but Offner, while we have you here, you were out on the boat for 6-7 hours. I mean, what do you do if you're in a pinch out there? I mean, do you?
You do that. You pinch it. You pinch it off.
But what have you?
You basically. So this is my go-to move, right? So go-to move.
I love either. I love that you have a go-to shit move. This is excellent. Continue.
So love where this is going.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have a buddy on the boat, this one's the way you go, right? So you just kind of cross your hands, you know, like that. And then he crosses his hands and you grab on and then you just lean over on the side of the boat. Just shoot your pooper right over the side and you hold on. You blah, and then, you know, you move on about your day. Or
so it's a two-man deal. That's interesting.
Are you holding on to a guy's hand like this, like hanging off the boat? Yeah. So you're holding another man's hand while you're shitting. Like that.
Constant eye contact.
Oh, is it good?
Constant eye contact.
Don't look down.
But no, it's really better. Probably they got some like railings on the side. It's really easy.
Yeah.
You'd be surprised. Like if you got to go, you got to go. You'll figure it out.
Yeah, that's
you'll
that's
figure
true.
It out.
You know,
but
that's
guy,
what I figured
I
it out.
About a, I don't care about a Porta John. I don't care about a Porta John. Ain't nothing in there. I'll go in there and just paint the bowl all day. I don't care.
Nap is shaking his head like. He
disgusting.
He can't believe he works with you.
Would you rather shit your pants?
Well, why'd you
Steven,
wait?
You're telling me
home?
You hold on to somebody? Wait. Let me really get this straight. You're holding hands with somebody while you're shitting?
Is that, I mean, you're not holding like hands.
That's like, exactly what you said you're doing. You said you're hanging on to another
you
person's
hand. You
said
you like hold hands.
Yeah.
I know it's not
like
dating. I know it's not dating.
Holding hands.
Yes, of course not. We know that. But we know. But it's the idea that you're hanging on to another human being while you're voiding. That's an issue for Napoli and myself.
He's not spreading my cheeks. He's not back there, like, or she, whoever it is.
No, I know that. I know that. But you like when you okay. Well, let me ask you this: when you go into a public when you go into a public bathroom, you got to go to the bathroom. Do you strike up a conversation with the guy next to you?
I mean, if I'm going to be there a while,
seriously,
well
you'll say, "Hey, man,
on.
What's up? I'm Steve." When you're
maybe have some battle shits. You never played battle shits.
Check out my podcast.
slip
some a business card under the stuff. You gotta check us out. Great content.
That might be the best way to get people to listen to stuff now, actually, is to do the bathroom marketing where you're like you're sitting there playing a little fart baseball and you're like, hey bud, check out DeanBlundell.com.
Yeah, great stuff.
A terrific selection of podcasts, including Sportsman's Paradise and Pro.
I mean,
nine times out of ten
on the toilet, they will have their phone in their hand. So,
oh, okay,
hey,
yeah,
shoot your shot.
We went off the rails there.
No, we didn't. So, we didn't go off the rails there because this is life. Like, you guys had a big, massive fucking rodeo, and we ended up coming around talking about something that everybody does. Right. Is there anything, listen, Ross, guys, I've done this for a long time. Is there anything better than relating to the average individual with something that they do as well? No, there isn't. So congratulations. That was a great segment.
We made it full circle. Time is a flat circle.
That's the problem that I have, because I don't know if you guys saw my entire weekend online.
Oh, you had an interesting one, huh?
Yeah. That's my
yeah,
whole...
Yeah, Dean, why don't you dive into that?
What do you want to know?
What's the worst thing? I know you don't care, but I...
What did I see?
I want to know what was the worst thing you were called this weekend? What was the what you would consider the worst thing? Did somebody call you human garbage?
That would have been fucking awesome if someone called me human garbage.
I thought I saw that someone called you human garbage, and that's a fabulous insult. I mean, that's one that I would put in my like list of like, hey, that's creative.
No, I you know what? Let me read some of them to you. I have a little collection.
Ooh, yes,
I have a little
top 10 list.
Good.
I have a little collection of some of these. Some of these tweets. So I'm glad you asked. Now, first of all, just to recap what had happened, fellas, and we've got like four guys on a call here. So in no way am I going to give any moron out there any ammunition to call me sexist. So I'm just letting you know that. And we operate a business, and it's a successful business. And so, you know, top of mind for me, I don't know about you, Ross, or you, Justin, or you, Steven, when you're in media podcasting and you're trying to influence and drive share numbers and all that other stuff, the last thing, and this is just like a, call it light advice for people in business. Don't be sexist, racist, or a huge asshole to people. Don't make fun of people because you think they're a less. Don't be hateful. Don't be a prick about things, right? So we take that into what we do. I saw a tweet from a female just a hockey reporter, happened to be female, who misrepresented a hockey conversation she was having on DMs with a guy as gender discrimination, effectively a false accusation of gender discrimination. So I called that out and I said, that appears to be fake gender discrimination. The gist of the story and the gist of it was false accusations in this environment are bad. We need to tell the truth because the truth will enable other people to come forward with their terrible experiences. Sound fair?
Fair.
We good? Fair. You guys follow fair. Me?
Mm-hmm. Following.
After that article went out, I went for a walk, which I do every morning to clear my head. I go for a walk. A couple of focus exercises, Stephen, that you might benefit from, actually, just the focus exercises, because you're like me. We like to get on a roll. We like to talk about a million different things. We don't focus. We're not focusing people. So I get back, and there are 4,100 notifications on my phone, and we're trending number one in Canada, and I think number two or three in the United States, and I have no fucking idea why. No clue. I'm like, I just went for a walk. Must have been a great fucking walk. That's the world's greatest, most impressive.
Fucking walked fucking walk. So hard.
I trended. So I get back, and effectively, the post was commandeered by the Blue Checkmark Brigade. You know, right fighters, white knights, the people that that like to insinuate you're sexist, racist, or homophobic, or any one of those things. Of which, of course, it wasn't. And nothing on our site is in the 20 or 30,000 posts that we put up. So, and I challenge everybody to go look for them. You can search. There's a search bar. Go ahead. So, over the next 4 hours, and let me just read a couple of them to you. These are some of the beauty tweets that I got from people that, keep in mind, we're trying to make the world a less sexist place, trying to make the world a better place. Here's the first one. I wish I had some music. Maybe put some music on here for when we re-release this. Zamfir, Master of the Pan Flute.
You just want me to sing?
Here's my first one. This is Dean ain't nothing more than a cock.
Stings.
A cock or a cuck?
No, a cock. A C-O-C-K. A cock. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
His, it's weak.
His sexist horseshit has always been around. He'll always be around. Fuck him. I'll always be around.
Was that an insult?
I don't. I'm not sure. He'll always be around. He's not going anywhere.
Yeah.
this one's straight to the point, which I can appreciate because I like to say brevity is the soul of wit. The faster you are with your comedy, the better. Go hang yourself, fuckface.
Oh.
Oh, well.
That's aggressive.
That's a pretty good one.
that was from a female because the females were being told what to say and do, right? They were being told that I was sexist. So everybody, well, guess we got to get on it. Here's another one. Ever thought of hanging from a tree? Swing, swing, Dino. That was a nice one.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. It's a little heavy.
Yeah. And here's the thing. This is the crazy part is all the effort that goes into those tweets. Not once have I considered any of that.
Yeah, I find more humor in the previous one, just a good old-fashioned, like, you know, go to hell fuck face or something like
that. This is from a guy named
Descriptive.
No, I love him because we can do this with it. This is a guy who writes for The Athletic in Detroit. His name's Dom Lashishin. Go fuck yourself, that is all. So that's an analytics guy. That's an analytics guy who likes to put up charts and graphs and pretty colors and stuff like that. And he looks exactly like Max Domi. It would be like if Max Domi was a moron, it would be Dom Lashishin. That's who that is. And a lot of people from The Athletic, like The Athletic, which is a diminishing property. I don't know if you guys have The Athletic down there. Do you have New Orleans Athletic? Do you have Louisiana?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah, we do.
Nobody.
We just recently got it not too long ago.
Anybody really pay attention? Yep. Anybody from The Athletic down there?
They had one guy that worked for him for a while, but he quit and what happened? He started his own thing. I think it was Nick Underhill. What'd I do?
One guy, but he quit.
No, they got they have one guy for the Pelicans, and Bill Simmons called him like the guy, and like he freaked out for The Athletic. But I think his name's Will Gilroy. He actually does some good work for the Pelicans.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure he is.
He's pretty good. Yeah.
Anyway, I just thought that was interesting. This is from, and a lot of blue check marks again, which is interesting. A woman seems to be nice. She's wearing a hijab. I can't pronounce her name. But she seems to be like religiously and scholarly because she also writes for The Athletic. You're a fucking loser.
I just like what,
Ross, Steven, like, I have a question. I want to dive into this. Ross, would you rather be called a loser or a fuckface? Which
fuckface?
You like fuckface?
Fuckface. Yeah. If you get called a loser, yeah. That's tough.
Yeah. Like fuckface is more like venomous. You're just that's anger. A loser is like somebody really, really like they're like, man, that dude's a loser.
You know what I find too? If you insert the word pathetic in front of that too, that's really hurtful. Pathetic loser. Pathetic fuckface.
There's like a certain way that you can say. There's a certain way that you can say the word loser. I think Justin even said it. Because if you just put so much emphasis on the L, yes. When you emphasize the L in it, it just hurts so much.
Yeah.
Fucking loser.
Steve and I talk about this all the time, Dean. You know, we don't know how to describe it, but when like someone goes like this, like
Yeah.
I think that's one of the worst. Like I don't know what you do with that comeback, right? Like, what do you, like, you're a loser, and then you hit him with that. You're like, all right, like, that's kind of it. Like, I don't know so what you call that.
Like, it's like, it's just,
well, most- do you know what the you know, one of the things that I've learned over my time on this planet is that nothing matters as much as everybody else thinks it does.
Yeah.
Pretty simple stuff. So if I'm going to employ nothing matters as much as everybody else thinks it does, and I know that they're inherently wrong, I'm free from any guilt or anger associated with any of them. So the great part is that I've learned that the majority of them are probably raving alcoholics.
That's a way to paint a picture of them there.
Well, and I'm making that part up, but I you know, the
no, you're not.
My theory on people who like to come after other people, and you know what, this is really the sad part. I watched a lot of men hand in their dicks for smaller dicks in that process.
Go on.
Can I explain?
Like what? Yes, please. Like, you're gonna have to on that one.
Like, there was a massive flood of support for this woman who falsely accused a guy of gender discrimination. Like, a massive flood of support. And the only reason why they did it, and it was a lot of, you know, middle-aged sports guys, like sports writers that are like, I hope I can get into those DMs. That would be great. Like, middle-aged sports writers, like, if I support her, I might be able to slide into those DMs. But it was amazing because it wasn't sexist. Nothing we said was, nothing we have done has been sexist. But watching men go, oh, I'm with her. Which didn't bother me. But all that is to me, when you see guys willing, like, basically, it was basically to me men saying, I'm totally cool with false accusations if it gets me some points with the ladies. That's really what I got out of it. Like, that's, or if it gets me some Twitter performance points and makes me look like a fucking white knight. That was my favorite portion of the whole incident, to be honest with you.
Is that surprising though? Is it? I don't think it is.
No, not for me.
Not at all. No, I don't think it's surprising at all. It's just people who will see something, you know, just see a headline and then just go with it. And then rather than do the digging or find the information for themselves, it's just go with that.
Yeah.
That's half the problem with the fucking world right now.
Right.
They just see a headline and they're told what to think. And that's what they do rather than thinking for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So same thing, same story. Just, it got you this weekend.
Didn't get me.
Yeah, whatever. You're.
I got it. I got it.
Yeah, I didn't get you, but yeah.
I fucked that all. I fucked the whole thing. But no,
real good.
You can't.
Couple losers.
Yeah, that's really all it is, right? And they're, you know, and here's the other thing, is it, you know, social media isn't real life. This isn't fucking Ready Player One. I don't know if half the world realizes that this isn't Ready Player One. This isn't us in a simulation. This is fucking life.
We're sure?
Yeah, I know, it's weird.
We're sure?
Yeah. So anyway, fellas, listen, I appreciate you being here. Thank you very, very much for joining us today. Anything that I forgot, anything we want to get to? Kirk Cousins being shit. Anybody?
Saints are going to the Super Bowl.
I'm off of him.
Saints are going to the Super Bowl. Is that what you said?
No, we haven't talked about the Saints. Oh, Dean, yeah, there's one thing. I'm sorry. There's
please.
One thing. Is there Tom Brady? How do you look? Look pretty good.
Jesus Christ. Yesterday.
Yeah, sort of grunt.
So now you're a Tampa Bay fucking fan now? Like, I don't understand.
No, I'm a Tom Brady guy.
Tom Brady played defense for the Bucs?
No,
he played offense.
Yeah, yeah, dude. Aaron Rodgers was Tom Brady's best friend yesterday. Aaron Rodgers was Tom Brady's best friend. Tom Brady had a 14-point lead without taking the field. So don't get into how great.
Here we go, Dean. I do want to hear last question. I want to hear y'all's thoughts on this. All three.
Yeah.
So you saw that Brady didn't shake Nick Foles' hand after the game, but he ran up to Aaron Rodgers and shook his hand after the game. What are y'all's thoughts on why Brady did that?
Offner,
he won one game and lost the other.
Like, do you find it like is it disrespectful? Like, is it disrespectful?
No, I don't give. I don't give a shit about shaking hands. I don't care. Like, I also, like, are we sure that these people are friends? What if I don't like you? I gotta go shake your hand. Fuck you.
I love that.
I think it was blown completely out of proportion.
it's one of those things that they would nitpick on for any star, like when LeBron walked off the court, even though Jordan did it before, or even though the Pistons did it before. I know they made a big deal about that, but they don't hold it over their head too much. And it's just ridiculous, man. Who gives a shit? I mean, it's like when they make you line up and shake hands after any other like game, like when you were younger or something like that. It's caca. I don't care.
Yeah. I'll let Ross go last because I'm just going to tag on to Stevens. I think that sometimes people don't like each other. I wouldn't shake Nick Foles' hand either. I wouldn't shake his hand because apparently he has the biggest penis in the NFL.
Big Dick Nick.
Big Dick Nick. You want to shake that? That's you want to shake that on. Hand and feel like shit about yourself? You go right ahead. Ross?
That's why he wears number nine.
I think it's a little chicken shit that he couldn't go over there and give him some knuckles. Well, I mean, am I supposed to believe that Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers are some kind of good friends? Aaron Rodgers is like the weirdest guy ever. They're not friends.
Aaron Rodgers, like, fucking his whole family hates him.
Yeah. No, that's Brady. Was chicken shit on Brady's part. In his defense, yeah, like he had just lost the game and he thought it was third down on fourth down. I mean, he probably embarrassed, pissed off Brady off the field, but it's a little chicken shit that you can't go over there and give the other quarterback some knuckles. That's pussy move.
I agree.
Brady.
I'm with Ross. I just give it a little dap and then you run.
Yeah, right? But do we have to add that to his legacy that he didn't fucking fist pump Nick Foles once?
Like, Brady's not a good guy. Brady's not a good guy.
I know he's not a good guy, but we already know that. I'm not going to.
Why do you all know that? How do y'all even know that?
Because I'm
kidding me. Go look at anything in his history. He's not Brady's not some nice guy.
No, he's an asshole.
Okay, Ross, you're right. He's no, an asshole. I forgot.
Brady, I mean, like anyone check his browser history. I dare you to check his browser history. Guaranteed terribleness.
Peyton Manning, like all around great guy, doing all his TV stuff. Like Tom Brady's not an all around great guy
because he doesn't do smug TV asshole. Stuff.
No, I'm just saying in general, he's never going to do TV stuff. He's a great quarterback. It doesn't mean he has to be like. That doesn't mean I also have to say he's this great guy. Like, Brady's a piece
of shit.
It's
just funny that everybody hates. It's like everybody hates on LeBron, the Brady.
I love LeBron. Goes. LeBron's like, great. LeBron gets the absolute worst rap than anybody in the world.
Yeah, he's you know great. What? I disagree. LeBron James is garbage. He's shit.
Oh
no, he's not. He's one of the greatest. He's a top two player in the history of the NBA. But did you watch LeBron James? And I know we're wrapping up with a million things here. Did you watch LeBron James go into that Vegas nightclub with all those children with cancer? Did you watch that?
No.
Yeah, because it didn't fucking happen. That's why he just took it to a Vegas nightclub. That guy has. I have never seen him take a Larry O.B. that he has won into a cancer ward of children. Or
okay,
and never won. And so yesterday, and he's had this thing on his own because he's the fucking guy. And LeBron James gets what he wants. He's GM of the team. He's the greatest fucking player since Michael Jordan. Still not as good. Nowhere ever will be. If you fucking take a body of work and instead of attrition into ratios. Yes, I know what I'm talking about. Sometimes, not often, but sometimes. And the guy fucking, all he does is pimp this thing out in strip joints in Vegas for weeks on end after he fucking wins. Like,
hold on.
There's zero social fucking awareness with LeBron James. Zero. When it comes to his success.
What?
However, he has been wonderful. And I mean, like a fucking, the what he's doing for voting and for black voices in the United States is terrific. But when it comes, like, otherworldly, and I appreciate about that, I have never seen LeBron James be altruistic with a Larry O'Brien trophy. Ever once. Never.
Time out. Who has?
Kyle Lowry. He's at Kids Hospital. May have heard of it.
Oh.
Okay. All right.
Every other player in the history of the league. Every other team. Everybody.
Shut it off.
Wait, no, I'm not shutting it off because that fucking matters when it comes to LeBron James.
What about LeBron James, like an all-time great guy? He's never been in any trouble. Giving a ton of money to other stuff. Come, give me a break.
Never been in any trouble.
In Cleveland, that the graduation rate, if you graduate from his school in Cleveland, he pays for your college.
Yeah, just,
that's not a dirt thing.
He's a pretty good guy.
Just
didn't Michael Scott do that one
for like 10 straight years?
He's a pretty good
guy. This guy's got a bad mouth.
Scott's top.
Yeah. Oh, listen, he is a million times more giving than Michael Jordan. I'll fucking tell you that. LeBron James. LeBron. I was just trying to get you going. I think LeBron James supersedes what it means to in his championship and winning with three different teams. I have stopped shitting on him as of this year. It's like, okay, I'm done. I can't paint a negative picture about LeBron. That's if the my biggest problem was him walking into a Vegas club instead of going to see, you know, a bunch of kids at an orphanage. In that very moment, there are cameras on him. Then I'm an asshole. That's what I'm saying.
But to be fair, with the pandemic, can he even go to those places right now?
No, but strip jobs apparently aren't a problem. Strippers.
Yeah, but there's not sick kids at the strip club, though. I mean, there may be. I don't
everybody
know.
There is totally cool. Everything's fine at strip clubs. No issues there whatsoever. Everybody's 6 feet.
Ask Lou Williams about that.
Lemon Pepper Lou.
Lemon Pepper, Lemon Pepper Lou, babe.
Guys, Justin.
Lemon Pepper Lou.
Justin Napoli, Stephen Offner, Ross Thibodeau, brought to you by our friends at Owner's Box. They are from Boot Crew Media and Pro Saints Talk. We didn't talk any Saints, though, which is kind of fun for a change.
Cool. So, cool for me. I already talked about him enough. Shit.
Yeah. Thanks, guys. I appreciate you.
Yeah. Thanks for having me.
All right. There you go. Boot Crew Media. If you go to DeanBlundell.com and check them out, you can get absolutely everything from my friends, including Sportsman's Paradise podcast, which I listened to like a couple weeks ago. They're fucking hardos about fishing, like for real. Like, and they're incredible. Each one of these guys knows their shit too. If you go listen to the podcasts, if you're a Saints fan, if you're a Pelicans fan, if you're a fucking outdoorsman, they've also got my friend Chris True's podcast over there called A Good Morning to Gamble. Just an awesome group of guys and part of the DeanBlundell.com network and Owner's Box family as well. So we're really thrilled to have them and appreciate their time. Thanks to our friends at Owner's Box. Owner's Box, the world's greatest weekly fantasy platform, premier weekly fantasy sports. There's like fucking 100 drafts this weekend, including an Owner's Box fantasy draft. And we're going to talk to these guys where we had like a VIP draft, winning by all of it. I got all like winning every single one. Chris Rook, our producer, said he's going to wipe the floor with me. He's toast already. I already beat him. Anyway, get on. It'll change your life. Owner's Box weekly fantasy sports, ownersbox.com. But more importantly, if you want $50 in your first deposit, up to a $50 deposit, they're going to match that up to 50. You put in 25, they'll match 25. You put in 30, they'll match 30, up to 50 bucks. When you register right now, if you go through DeanBlundell.com, total free money, which is incredible. And it's like turnkey. It's the best way I can explain it. You go through, it prompts you to do all your picks, all your drafts. You can swap guys out if you made him make a bogus pick or you found out one of your guys got sewered before the game. That's kind of the fucking great part about this, is it? Everybody wants to play that is embarrassed to start getting into fantasy. And listen, this is my foray into fantasy too. I've farted around with it before, but not like this. You can do two teams. You can do four teams. You can do 16 teams. You can do an eight team. You can do it over 4, 3, 2, or 1 weeks. And you can start your own leagues. That's the incredible part about this. Maybe the most user-friendly. It is the most user-friendly fantasy sports app. Owner's Box. Download it today. Get their app online or go to DeanBlundell.com to sign up right now and get your $50 free deposit match. That's what we do. Thanks to Blue Microphones. We have a big announcement when it comes to our friends at Blue Microphones on Friday, by the way. Like a huge announcement, which would be fucking massive. I can't tell you anything about it, but we're going to be giving you Blue Microphone things. I love surprises. So anyway, we're going to have that big surprise on Friday, and we'll let you know about it. If you have a podcast, be listening. Or if you know people that have podcasts that want to be part of the network and possibly be blessed with some stuff from Blue, that's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. Blue Microphones, the best podcast broadcast microphone equipment on the planet. Go to Blue Microphones or at Blue Microphones on Twitter, the official microphone of the DeanBlundell.com podcast and blog network. Wish it had a snappier name. It's hard to say that, to be honest with you. Not like it's hard. I don't have a hard time saying it. I like to streamline things, make them easier. So I'm going to think about that one this week. That's what we'll do. Thanks to Ed at Ed's Fine Imports. Gitch3 is your promo code. GITCH3. He's got his own branded underwear. They're the best Gitch on the planet. He'll send some to you if you can't get out. Go to edsfineimports.com. Not only does he give you a huge discount when you get his email address, and he doesn't spam, never spams. We don't do business with spammers. But Ed will send you a variety of different branded Gitch underwear with the pouch in the front, super soft. They move with you. They are breathable, which is key. No one wants the funk. Dean got the funk. Hey, don't want the funk. Ed's Gitch. Get him today. edsfineimports.com. Gitch3 is your promo code. Have a great day, everybody. Thanks for listening. Don't forget to sign up for our newsletter at deanblundell.com and follow us wherever we are on social. Thanks to our friends at Boot Crew. Have a great day, everybody. We will, I don't know, see you tomorrow, I guess. It's pretty much when, tomorrow. Maybe not. Depends if I'm busy. Bye.